Blog Talk Radio.
Top of the morning to everyone. I hope you're having and enjoying a wonderful Sunday. Today we're looking at Stop Sweating the Small Stuff on Grace and Peace to You from Heart to Heart. I'm just going to go ahead and read today's promo. It says, in times like these, more and more people are sharing their worries. While it is indisputable that there is plenty to worry about, just as true is the fact that we cannot afford to allow worry to consume us. Ruth Graham, one of my beloved authors, has much to say about fear and worry. And so during the next month, starting today obviously, through the end of March, I will be reading a weekly snippet from one of her books entitled Fear Not Tomorrow, God is Already There. And I'll be reading these snippets with the hope that you will find a measure of peace and even rest in these tumultuous times. I like to start with painting a picture. Let's think about a flower, any flower. It can be a rose. It can be a zinnia, any flower of your choice. And I want you to think about that flower in this perspective. There is a verse in the Bible that says, it's found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 28. And it says, look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. Now, I don't know if you know the story of Solomon or not, but he was very wise. One of the wisest, if not the wisest men that we know about in history. And he had so much. God had given him so very much. And yet, this verse is telling us that even though Solomon had all of that and God took care of him, God is taking care of each bud of a flower. And so now here's a question for you. In struggling with your worry, think about this flower that you have in mind. Even if it's a dandelion, think about it. It's beautiful. A dandelion is a weed and it can cause all kinds of havoc on one's immune system. Some people are more sensitive to them than others. But still, in the raw, it is a beautiful wild flower. And God watches over that flower. So think about what he might do in your case. If he's so concerned about a flower, a bud, and then there's you. It's an enormous comparison, I think. And so I'm going to start with Ruth Graham's rendition of Hope in His Help today. And she starts with a quote from Psalm 43, verse 5. And it says, why are you in despair, O my soul? and why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. So says Ruth, in this passage, David is under stress. Earlier in the chapter, we can find that he was facing some injustice. Those building a case against him were lying. He was anxious about his future. He's not just troubled. He is in despair. It's a serious situation. Things are indeed bad and threatening to get worse. He feels as if he is in the dark. All of his efforts to find help have failed. He has reminded himself that God is his vindicator and a deliverer. He asked God to shed some light on the situation. Folks, I'm telling you that you can do the same thing. Whether you have come to a place in your life where you have trusted in God or not, this could be the time that you would pause and just say, God, what's going on here? I need your help. You know, maybe you never, ever thought about God in your life. Maybe you even have cursed him. Maybe you say that he doesn't exist. But my friends, I'm imploring you that in these serious times, this might be the time to ask him to show himself. If he's real, to show himself to you. You want to see him, and you need him to help you. And my friends, he will. I can't tell you how it will come, but he will. Okay, going on, Ruth says, David reminds himself that God is his strength, but he feels as if God has abandoned him. Now think about that. Here's a man full of faith, but he thinks God has abandoned him. Sometimes fear just grips us. Worry can grip us. A feeling of abandonment can grip us, whether it's true or not. We feel it. And so if we feel it, it's just as real as if it were the case. And I'm telling you this, God understands. Ruth says, when we get to that place, we do for sure experience despair. So at that point, where is hope? Folks, have you been there? I have. You feel as if the situation is stacked against you. You don't know where to turn. You have tried everything you know to do. But the situation does not change, and in fact, seems to be getting worse. You feel that God isn't even listening and has abandoned you altogether. Defeat and discouragement have now led to fear and despair. What does David do? He stops to evaluate why he is in despair and disturbed. He reviews the situation. Scripture doesn't indicate that the situation changes, but David makes a decision. He declares to himself, hope in God. David is standing on the bedrock of God's character. He is placing his hope squarely on God. His questions are not answered. His situation has not changed, but his focus has shifted to his God from himself and his circumstances. He knows God's unchanging character, and he is choosing to rely on that rather than look at the circumstances That is David's hope. Now again, perhaps you are not like David with a solid belief in God and his unchanging character. But let me just say to you that it still exists. It is still true. And whether you believe it or not, you can still put it to the test. I encourage you, I implore you, to put it to the test for your own well-being. Ruth says, it can be your hope today as well. Perhaps you truly do identify with David. You are in despair because of a failing relationship or worsening financial situation, or maybe even a devastating diagnosis. Follow David's example and make the choice to hope in God. His character is unchanging. His love is enduring. His grace is sufficient. He never fails. So, my friends, I say, hope in God. Take a moment to evaluate what it is that's causing your despair. Review that situation. Then bring God into the equation. Tell him about it. Let him give you his perspective. Then choose to place your hope in God. Say it out loud even. I choose, even though I don't believe at the moment, I choose to hope in God. And I do pray that you will find your hope in this great God that I serve. I wish you blessings on today and your entire week. And Lord willing, I will be back next week. Take care.